here at the 2019 Big Bright Minds Conference in Durham, North Carolina, practically on the campus of Duke University.
Yeah, we are.
Makes me a little nervous.
Yeah.
A lot of smart people around here, so, but a beautiful campus, a beautiful area for sure. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Jerry Eichhorst from TDECU. Jerry, how are you?
I'm doing great today.
Good. How's the conference going for you?
It's wonderful.
Yes?
Yeah, great to be here. Great to be part of this experience.
Indeed. Oh, and yeah. It's an experience indeed.
It is, it is.
Even more so, because in the morning it's theory, in the afternoon it's practical.
Yeah.
What day away, speaking of practical, what day away trip did you do
yesterday? I did savings. So we got to tour parts of the Durham that have been revitalized by a community organization, and actually a credit union.
Yeah, self-help. Was it self-help credit union?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was pretty awesome. My main takeaway from that is just the people that work there are so dedicated to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And just the time and the patience required to make these big efforts, it's years. Mm-hmm. And so just really cool to hear.
Well, and just making changing lives at the same time. It's just
absolutely
massive.
Yeah.
Really huge. All right. We want to talk about, you're a new
I-3er,
as they say, new to the program. So what's that like? Or what attracted you to join the program, so
to
speak?
So I've been in financial services for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
But I left banking in 1998. And went into insurance companies and some other things. So this is my first foray into credit unions. And
wow.
I've been at my credit union for about 5 months.
Okay.
So I wanted to just immerse myself into it and be part of an industry organization that I could bring that change back into my organization.
Right on. So, and what are you guys doing? Are you presenting, or what's a... Where are you at the stage?
We're going to figure out what we're going to be doing for the next 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know we have four major projects that we'll do over the course of the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're going to spend a lot of time talking about what that's going to be.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
So what attracted you toward the program initially?
So Erin Coleman, who just walked by, she was at my credit union. That was day six, and
mm-hmm.
she was helping us lead a two-day workshop. And I just got to tell you that, like, learning about Filene through her, I went back to my desk. I went to the Filene website. I got on the mailing list, and literally got an email that said, "Hey, you could become part of this program." And I didn't even know about it, and I just jumped on it.
Good for you.
So it's just one of those happenstance things that worked out really well.
And so, what are you doing at your credit union? What do you do there?
Yeah, so I'm vice president of digital experience.
Oh, okay.
So
very
nice. It's a new role for the organization, and so we're looking to identify ways that we can just start to unify the experiences within the organization, both on the phone, on the branch, multi-channel, and just change the experience through the digital platform.
Yeah, it's all about member experience these days.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually kind of balancing it between the digital and still have the physical as well, right? The member face-to-face stuff.
Well, and that's been my perspective as I've come in, that it's really about people. It's about humans connecting to other humans.
Yeah.
And we could be digital all we want, but we really have to embrace our communities because that's the way that we're going to bring the credit union experience to them. It's not going to be through an app.
Yep.
It's going to be through our human connectedness. So I'm really about elevating digital into a way that we can leverage it within the human space as well.
And how do you see your experience in the I3 program helping out and achieving that goal?
Well, selfishly, I've got some ideas, and I'd like to be part of a group that might be able to bring some of those ideas to fruition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then also just the opportunity to work with a diverse group of people to hear their ideas and infuse some new things into the organization.
Well, that's what I was thinking, even though you said for selfish reasons, but your idea can spark another idea somewhere else. So it's not so
and
selfish after all.
I'm not the smartest guy in the room. And so I'm not, I'm really open to lots of different things. But, and if my idea happens to come up to the top because I presented correctly and people buy into it, then that would be pretty cool.
Can't wait. So are you gonna present at next year's Filene?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, can't wait for that.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
No. Just if you haven't been to Big Bright Minds before, I would recommend that you go. It's been a really cool experience.
Good deal. All right. Great message in on Jerry. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Good luck. All right.
Thanks.
We'll be watching you next year.
Awesome.
Good stuff. All right. All right.